Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me get this sorted out here. All right. Well, happy Father's Day, and it's good to be together as always. Let me invite you this morning, I'll get out of the way here, to turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and say, "You, my friend, are forever never alone." My friends are forever never alone. Let me go. I do see some young ones, and so let me go ahead and invite, and thank you very much, Ruth. Much appreciated. Little ones are released, free to go. All right, well, today we are, again, leaning into the Psalms, Songs for the Journey. What are these ancient prayers for ordinary days? And keeping in mind that the Psalms, that's what they are, right? They're these prayers. And with that, they make room for the whole of life. As we've seen from the gentle landscape of a tree planted by streams of water and the rootedness, right, of Psalm 1, to the more rugged terrain of deep ache and real honesty and the repeated "How long, Lord," of Psalm 13. And now today we come to Psalm 23, what is perhaps one of the, if not the most well-known of the Psalms. Likely it is familiar to many, if not all of you. And so today we want to lean into this Psalm, but since it is one that is so familiar, our aim is not so much to encounter this prayer for maybe the first time, but to hear it for the first time again today. Either way, first time or not, I want to invite us to notice the place where it connects with your life and mine. And so if you're grabbing one of the Bibles near you, 392, the words will be on the screen here beside me as well. Today we are going to enter into our time much like we did last week, although I'm not going to be asking a lot of questions for us to consider, but there are three movements through this psalm much like last week, and so we will be entering into it that way, as you'll see as we go along. For now, I'm going to invite Cliff to come on up, and he's going to read for us Psalm 23, and then we'll pray, and then see where the journey takes us.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let's pray together. God, as always, again, we thank you for the gift it is to gather together. May we not take these moments for granted. And for these ancient words now, may they continue to meet us here and now in this very moment. And as we spend time leaning into this prayer, would you give us, as always, ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive, and even that courage to be real with you, with ourselves, with one another. We commit this time to your purpose and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Or, and probably many of you are familiar with the version that Cliff read, I shall not want, or I shall not be in want. Either way, I want to pause here. The Lord is my shepherd. Noting the psalm begins not with a place, not with a condition, not with a circumstance. It begins with a relationship. The Lord is my shepherd. What is to say, this is less a definition of God, less an explanation of God, and more an image, a shepherd, my shepherd. An image that possibly was a bit more powerful back in the ancient world, because sheep are not known for their independence. They do not thrive by going it alone. They live in really deep connection with one another and with their shepherd. And here we read, the Lord is my shepherd. What is this deep connection to others and to God? Translation, you are forever, never alone. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths, which is perhaps another place for us to pause. Noting the focus here is not on what the sheep are doing, but on what the shepherd is providing. Right? He makes, he leads, he refreshes, he guides. And I think that's notable because so often in our lives, right, we are shaped by striving, by going after, trying harder, doing more. And yet the opening movement here is not at all accomplish, produce, achieve. It is slow down. Trust. Receive. In fact, I think the psalm almost assumes to tell us that the shepherd's desire here is not simply to get us to a particular destination, but it is to care for us along the way, right? Slow down, trust, receive, green pastures, quiet waters, refreshed souls. To remember, you are forever, never alone. And it's in that spirit, I want to pause. And before we move on, I want to read these words one more time slowly. Not for us to study them, not for us to figure them out, but simply to listen. I want to invite you to listen. Maybe it's a word, it's a phrase, it's a line. I invite you to notice how this psalm speaks to you. Where it connects with you right here and right now today. And as you notice that, then to maybe even think about, as you receive, to think about what it is that how you might respond to God in that space. What is it that it's saying personally to you? How is it connecting with you? A word, a phrase, a line? And then how might you respond to God in that? And so I want to read one more time slowly. I'll read it slowly here, and then we're going to take a couple minutes just to sit in stillness together. Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. Forever, never alone. I think that sounds beautiful, especially in green pastures and beside quiet waters and with a soul that has been refreshed. But I think it's fair to ask, is that still true even though I walk through the darkest valley? Which again is a place for us to pause, because as you well know, in the journey of life, valleys show up. Right? Those places where, those times when life is difficult, uncertain, scary, painful. But notice here, the psalm does not say, if I walk through the valley, but even though, right? Because valleys are not the exception. They are part of the journey, and yet, let's not also then skip the word through. Even though I walk through the darkest valley. Not stuck, not trapped, not defined by, but through. Because the valley is never the destination. Which is important to remember, because oftentimes when we're in the midst of the valley, it's really easy, especially in the darkest valleys, it's really easy to begin to think this is where the story ends. And yet the psalmist tells us, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. I will fear, that means I will fear no harm. For, he says, you are. Which is a profound shift, because up until this moment, the psalmist has been speaking of the shepherd in third person. He makes, he leads, he refreshes, he guides. But now in the valley, notice the language changes. When life becomes most difficult, most uncertain, most scary, most painful, he says, you are. As though the conversation moves a bit closer, a little bit more intimate, a little bit more personal. Because again, it's one thing to talk about the shepherd, it's another thing to talk to the shepherd, which is what happens here. Right? Not if, but even though I walk through, not stuck, not trapped, not defined by the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, fear no harm, for you are with me. Right? Forever, never alone. For you are with me, he says, your rod and your staff, right? So still leading, still refreshing, still guiding. They comfort me. And so again, I'm going to pause here, and I want to read this movement one more time and invite us again to sit and listen for a word, a phrase, a line. What is God speaking to me in this movement? And then we'll sit for a couple minutes in stillness again. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Well, we get one more turn here. It says, we read, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Which is maybe a bit surprising because at this point we are still on our journey through the valley. Right? Still in this difficult, uncertain, scary, painful experience. And we know that because the enemies, our enemies, have not disappeared. Our difficulties have not vanished away. Our how longs have not been resolved. And yet there is in the whatever the valley is for you, there is, we read, a table. And maybe that's worth noticing. Because I imagine for many of us, we tell ourselves, I will rest when this is all over. I will breathe again when this is resolved. I will finally have peace when the struggle ends. And yet the psalm here offers us, I think, a very different picture, a table in the midst of. A table which is a place of welcome. A table is a place of connection. A table is a place of belonging. A table is very much like it is for us this morning, a place of gathering. A table is a place of sharing. Reminding us again, we are forever, never alone. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. What is a picture not merely of survival, but a picture really of abundance, not merely getting by, but being cared for, not merely making it through, but being welcomed. And it's there then that we find that surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What is to say, you are forever never alone. And so one more time, we have a few more moments. I want to invite us to sit, not to study, not to figure out, but simply to notice, to listen. Again, a word, a phrase, a line. What is God saying to me here and now this morning? And what maybe am I saying to God? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.